morning. My guest this morning is Beulah Vega from the Pegasus Theater Company. Good morning, Beulah.
Good morning.
The play that you are going to be presenting at Pegasus, or I should better say at Rio Nido, is Phoenix by a playwright named Scott Organ. And you're directing it, right?
I am directing it, yes.
So talk a little bit about the play.
About the play. Phoenix is a romantic comedy. However, it's more of a Woody Allen-esque type of comedy, uh-huh. where it's a little on the awkward side. It's a little bit two people who are just a little off them so much themselves that the only people they really click with are each other.
Uh-huh.
So, but they, after a one-night stand, they accidentally find themselves pregnant, and the play starts from there. Yeah.
It sounds very promising. Who are the actors are Elizabeth Henry and Jared Wright. Are they people that people who attend Pegasus are likely to have seen before?
Yes. Elizabeth Henry has actually done a lot of shows at the Pegasus. I know she was in last year's Tapas. And, oh gosh, I think she was in – I'm so sorry. It's the one with the mirror. I can see the picture. Well, if anybody remembers the one where the publicity shot was the mirror,
okay.
That's the one she was in.
Right. Now, this is – how many shows have you done at the Rio Nido Lodge now?
The Pegasus? How many shows the Pegasus has done? I don't know the exact number. I know we've been there, I believe, 4 years now.
And how does it work out as a venue for theater?
In all honesty, it is – it's a great venue and it's – I mean, it's a beautiful area. Unfortunately, it doesn't work quite as well as it used to. There, I don't know if most people know, but the hotel is actually reopened. The lodge itself is
really?
The hotel again.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
And it's a good thing. I mean, it's a very successful hotel. It's always booked. But unfortunately, of course, people are trying to sleep and their audience is trying to leave and the noise becomes a bit of an issue.
So it's right in the hotel?
It's in the hotel, uh-huh. Yes.
But still, I'm sure that you must pull audiences from the hotel proper. I mean, it's like some kind of a European hotel that has theater at the same time as you can get dinner and sleep for the night.
It's true.
How has it been to direct this particular show? It's a two-person show, so it's really intimate as far as your relationship to the performers and theirs to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a really intimate show. It's funny, I was thinking about it, and I think this is the first time I've directed a major production as opposed to just a one act. That was just two people. And it's in a lot of ways, it's really refreshing to be able to have the time for the type of dialogue that the actors really want to get into their characters. Because, of course, when you have like a 30-person show, when you're doing Richard III, you're basically just keeping people from crashing into each other.
Right. Like,
that's what a director does.
Right.
You're just
that's it.
Moving
exactly.
traffic.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a good experience.
Excellent. Any other plans for the future?
Any plans at all? our next show up, well, obviously we're doing our Tapas Festival is our next show up.
Oh, okay.
Which is the annual New Works Festival. And that's really exciting. We just had our read through for that last night. And it's going to be really funny this year. There's some really good stuff too, but there's also some really funny stuff.
Are you going to direct one of the Tapas?
I am directing one of the Tapas about a Google car that turns out not to be a Google car and gets a virus halfway through San Francisco. It's very humorous.
Oh, it sounds like it.
And then, of course, we're closing out our season with Other Desert Cities, which is a really fun, really poignant family drama about a family that celebrates Christmas in Palm Springs every year.
It's very good to see a theater company in Sonoma County that is as adventurous in their choices of plays to present as Pegasus is.
We try. That's really one of the things I'm striving for, is to bring plays in that are not only good artistic quality plays, but plays that really make people think just a little bit while they're laughing along.
Right, right. Thank you, Beulah, for coming in and telling us about this new show at the Pegasus Theater Company at Rio Nido Lodge. It's called Phoenix. It plays August 1st through August 24th. For information, Pegasus Theater with an ER.com or telephone number 583-2343. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.